Welcome back, folks. This is attorney Mark Thompson. This is the Paul Revere Show. We're here every Monday night, 7 to 8 o'clock. We have been talking to Representative David Bowen, and we've talked about sort of the troubles with split government. So this show's always focused on, right, attacks on democracy. We've sort of talked about we're stuck with these rigged maps that were created essentially a decade ago, and now we're going to be living with them potentially for another 10 years. So with the election coming up, how do you view it? You're looking here, you're 35, you've been in Madison for a while. What's at stake here in November? What's our governor done? What's he have to do to address these issues? And what do you see from the candidates that are running against my governor, Tony Evers?
Yeah, I'm in a very unique position this time. Now no elected office being sought leader. And I withdrew my candidacy for lieutenant governor last week. And I appreciate a number of your supporters and so many people that supported me for that. Just dealing with my mother's death and, you know, what it takes to be able to get things done in a race like this. I know I didn't have it in the tank, and I came to that realization. So now I am on the outs, right? And I'm in a very unique independent position to be able to kind of read what I'm seeing right now. I think it's very important to recognize that the wind is at the back of our opponents. We are going upstream. And, you know, I want to see Democrats win to keep the governor's house, to keep balancing state government. I think that will be more beneficial for Wisconsin and our future, rather than allowing a Rebecca Clefish or maybe a Governor Tim Michaels to, depending on his, looks like he's having some challenges right now, if he's going to be a candidate as well in the process. But I think both of them cannot be trusted to have a balance in their thinking, to actually listen to both sides. And right now, post-Trump, we have a number of loyalists that want to be very extreme in their perspectives and their approach on a number of different issues that affect Wisconsinites. I think we need balance, and that's the only way that we will see at least the ability to hold the line on things that we know that Wisconsinites rely on, and that would prevent many more communities from being hurt, many more workers and citizens were being hurt from the decisions that will be made in Madison in the next term.
So, you know, just following up a little bit on this, you talk about a post-Trump election. In many ways, Trump still has great influence in the state and in the realm, you know. As you know, I serve on the Wisconsin Elections Commission, and Dean Knutson, the Republican member of that commission, frankly, he was in the assembly with Voss when they created the Wisconsin Election Commission.
Right.
I mean, he just resigned from the commission. And, you know, what he said was so powerful to me. I mean, he said, look, folks, I am a conservative. I'm a Republican. I've been true to my cause. Mm-hmm. I've been here, you know, running elections, right? I can say this as the chair of the commission in 2016.
Yeah.
We ran fair elections, and Trump won fair and square in 2016.
Absolutely.
We ran the same election, same rules in 2020.
Yep.
And Trump lost fair and square. And Dean Knutson, was there. He says to the world, look, there's no fraud in Wisconsin elections, and Republicans need to get past this point. And he said, look, Trump lost, just straight up, fair and square.
Yeah.
But they ran him off the election commission. How does that bode for democracy in Wisconsin when Republicans that tell the truth have the guts to stand up to Trump get run out of Dodge? I mean, just how do you see that?
It's a really big threat to democracy itself. I mean, Robin Voss now, who has taken a lot of heat from a very extreme Republican base that he perpetuated and he supported, but now it is coming back in a sense to eat him. So he might use this opportunity to try to appease to those extreme Trump loyalists and putting someone on the Elections Commission that will be very damaging. He could appoint former Judge Gableman if you wanted to, the same one that it's now appeasing to this false conspiracy theory of investigating the last election and finding everything wrong, when clearly it was the most secure election in human history. And it's just, like you said, very clear, fair and square, Trump lost that election, but he has this ability right now to appoint someone that could go against literally trying to rewrite history, rewrite those numbers. So that's how much at stake right now our democracy is in a very vulnerable position.
So what do we need to do and what can you do to motivate young voters, right? You're young. The future of the state is with you. You're 35. You and your generation are taking over the state now. What is it that needs to be done to get young voters excited and showing up in November for the governor's race?
Yeah, it's going to take energy. And we're going to have some really honest, direct conversations with younger voters that have been really turned off from the lack of focus on issues that they care about.
So we have 30 seconds.
I want you
to give your 30-second rah-rah speech to youth, and I'll let you take this out. Okay, I'll let you go to the end. You're on.
I appreciate you, Mark. At the end of the day, it's about power. And young people understand what happens when you don't have the power to have universal background checks, when you don't have the power to invest in education. And until we do that, I think many of them want to have a real honest conversation about what power can create, what power can do. And the state
thank you
problems.
Very much, Representative David.
Appreciate it, Mark.
Folks, get out and vote. Participate.